This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, The Value of Collective Experience. A couple of random comments have gotten me thinking a bit about the post-coronavirus world. One thing that struck me was a young man's take on hoarding in New York City that was a throwaway line in a New Yorker piece. In his opinion, it was evidence of the destruction of a sense of society, of the common good, and decisive proof that deep down people believe now it's everyone for themselves, with no sense that the community or government will in fact protect and sustain people. Another was a Facebook posting from a dear old friend saying that he usually enjoyed being part of history, but didn't like being part of the history being made now. Certainly being part of a global health catastrophe involves sharing a terrible reality and living through our worst nightmares. There's nothing good about it. At the same time, these comments made me think about whether, once this is all over, if there might be some value we can harvest from this historic but very collective experience. Working in countries around the world as varied as France and England, Honduras, Kenya, and India, and having conversations and exchanges with all of them during this global crisis, it felt weirdly unifying. I can't immediately think of any other experience we've shared so universally. The fear and reaction to the virus is truly global in a way that the globalism of neoliberalism could never embed so deeply. Everyone speaks from their own country's crisis, dysfunction, and fear of disease and dying, but for once they speak, even if in different terms and situations, of a truly collective experience. A contributor at Acorn from Switzerland, reacting to a report from Acorn over BBC about the situation in Mumbai, replied to my thanks for her donation this morning, saying, among other things, she was heartbroken and the situation in India seemed like another world. Of course, she's right, but is it possible that our collective experience will bring our worlds closer together in an understanding that, in fact, a crisis in India or China or Africa might be a crisis for everyone, not just someone else's problem? As a public health catastrophe, coronavirus is a universal killer, even if its impact is hitting African Americans and lower-income families worse, even in the United States. This isn't like AIDS, where we could pretend just needle users or gay men were hit hardest, or Ebola or SARS that happened to those other people in Africa and China. This one hits home for everyone. No one hears a word from anti-vaxxers now. Health is once again a public good, not simply a private preserve or individual choice, despite the inequity of access and delivery. Divisions of work, the invisible infrastructure of the service economy, and the risk of lack of preparedness and less than full health coverage for our people are impossible to ignore. The list of gaps here and around the world are growing, and sharing this historic experience might make inaction unforgivable. Another world might now be possible, even if improbable, and perhaps the young man's observation that the pandemic has laid bare the terrible truth of our aloneness might be translated into a deeper commitment to the common good. We're already seeing community arise locally in many areas, and rigid political ideologies forced to bend to popular service and support, even if uneven. A collective global experience, though, both different in its reach and impact, simply has to teach all of us something that creates permanent change. This is Wade Remsby. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.